Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Woody, and thank you so much. Still got a lot going on here as Inter Miami now kind of jumps out in front of everybody here to see taking a break from this MLS to play this Club World Cup that they're in, and have moved on to the final 16, but are going to step up in a big way with I don't know, maybe the best team in the world right now, PSG. And that's going to be June 29th coming up here at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. Would love to have that frigging game down here. Would have been a real good one. Hey, the other thing is too, Panthers, after what has been just another great run and what they've been able to do, now it's kind of crazy, Woody, to think that they're going after a three-peat. I mean, as we know in this town, winning is not easy. Getting to the finals is not easy. And in some cases, winning a playoff game is not easy for some of our teams down here. But the Panthers are now getting ready to get set up for a three-peat. Just they got most of the core together already. Got them all under contract. Speaking of Sam Reinhart, who signed a contract last year. But they're now in a situation where they just sit back and players are going to want. We do know this, right? If you got a real good organization, players want to be part of that. And sometimes they will take less money because they've made money and been on crappy teams, and it sucks. It sucks when you're getting ripped all the time. You got an empty arena and all those kind of things. So now the Panthers have built this thing up where guys aren't happy midway through. Hey, can you trade me to the Panthers before the trade deadline? I'll take less money. I want to stay there. Some of these guys, and we've been kind of fortunate in some of these situations, some of these guys that we have on this team have come from bad teams, and they were miserable. And now they're here and celebrating and having these parades and these championships. But this is really cool, man, as they get set. Trying to do it a third straight time. Trying to do it. They're going to win a lot of games no matter what. That group of guys they have together, once they get Tkachuk back to 100% this offseason, I'm guessing, I mean, I hate to do this because I've been wrong so much. I could write a book on being wrong. But it looks like Sam Bennett's coming back. So the question is, does Marshawn want to come back? Can we give him enough money, or is there too much money on the table? Because the frigging guy was so good in the playoffs. And I keep reading all this stuff about Toronto. Why would Marshawn not go to Toronto? They want him. He's going to make more money there. He's what they need. And then Ekblad. Where does Ekblad fit into this picture? Missed a lot of games because of the suspension. Has been here for a while. Only 29, by the way. Feel like he's been here. He feels like he's been here since he's like 35. I don't think he's 30 years old yet. But he made it clear he wants to be here. I started it here. I want to finish it here. So we got one of the best GMs in the business, and not just hockey, in the business right now. I am really curious, a lot of curious stuff today, but we'll know real quickly because free agency for the NHL begins July 1st, but you can sign your own guys right now to see how many of those guys wait, to see what the offers look like. They probably have a pretty good idea already. Everybody yapping. But, boy, I tell you what, they bring those guys back, you don't need a whole lot, man. You got most of those guys. And, by the way, for the guys they do lose, got a pretty good feel, right? You want to talk about a GM you trust right now? Well, they got a guy I trust right now. The That's Florida Panthers general manager. That guy knows what he's doing. He gets the benefit of the doubt. Now, he's one of those guys, anything he does, some of the moves he's made, and he's had the hot dice, man. Everything he seems to do has worked so far. So anyway, yeah, that's going to be fun because all next year, you're going out to watch them, and you're getting your tickets. They're getting set for a three-peat, man, to make a run at a three-peat. And I got news for you, man. This one looked a lot easier than the last one, than the one the year before. They just get better, play that system better, and have the core of guys under contract. It's just incredible to be able to do that. And getting guys to take less money to play and fitting in and these slots, and all of a sudden guys weren't playing well before they got here, getting this system. Just amazing. Everything they have touched seems to work. They got some young guys. Got some young guys, too. They're going to be a bigger part of this as they get more experience. But this is what it looks like, man. You're kind of wondering, what's it look like to get to a championship team? This, from top to bottom, is what it looks like, what the Panthers have done. Whether you're a hockey fan or not, this is what the structure, because, look, there are a lot of teams. A lot of teams. Everybody knows it's hard to back them up. It's hard enough to get there. Really hard to win one, and then win back-to-back, just not easy. So, yeah, man, I think we're all kind of excited to see. They're going to pick up more fans from this. But it's what it looks like, man. I hope other teams can take a look and see some of the things they do and not just go, well, that's hockey. You can do that, and hockey can't. It's harder to do in our sport. Hope we don't take that cop out, and we take a look at things.
Well, Harold, we got you a little birthday present here. Bill Zito's going to come out tomorrow at 8:40.
There you go.
We just confirmed that. How's that for timing?
How about that? Just stroking him. Just got done in the middle of a great big stroke job on Bill Zito, and he's going to come on.
You must have heard it.
I did not hear it. But anyway, listen, he's got the touch, man. And I gotta be honest with you. I heard we were getting an agent. It's like, what? What are we doing? Now we're trying something more creative? We're not grabbing an assistant GM from another team? Anyway, it has worked. It has worked at an unbelievable level. And by the way, nothing against the marketing department for the Panthers. They're probably good at what they do. The best marketing is those friggin' guys on that team that share and are out there with the fans. Really, more so than any other sport. And maybe they can. Maybe they get it. Maybe they're whatever it is, when you're at the highest level, like they are right now, some of the best players in the game, like they have right now, pretty amazing story across the board. Really has been. I got to tell you, how many years ago were we looking at a half-empty arena going, This sport's in trouble. This sport's in trouble. You can't grow your fan base with this. This is bad. We had guys coming down here at the end of their careers, weren't very good, weren't real stable at different parts of the organization to start with. And then you get a guy committed to this who's got money, Vinny Viola. And from there, they have put together, from president down, a really friggin' good staff of people. I apologize. I threw an S-bomb in there. I apologize, Woody.
I'm sure you're very sorry about that.
I didn't do it on purpose.
A lot of happy birthday Harolds coming in. Did everyone sang to you? I saw that. Was very nice.
Yeah, well, you know. It's what you do with
I saw some other people that usually aren't here in the morning. This is the work day around here, so.
Yeah, oh, no, they got to come in. I think the pressure's on. I think the big boss has made it clear your ass needs to be here. A lot of people kind of, you know, we got used to staying home. I don't know if everybody else out there, you and I didn't do that, Woody. We came right back in.
Well, they kept you in hiding for a little bit, but we brought you back as quickly as possible.
My wife and I weren't going to make it if I stayed at that house.
I know, and that's why we brought you back in.
And when I had to call the big boss, and I go, look it, I got to work. Well, you know, dates closed. I go, hey, If I don't work, then I can't do shows.
I know I was going to make it, having to explain to you every morning how to turn a computer on.
That was a problem. And I had to wake somebody up to get me on the air, and they were
very frustrated.
And I just go, look, I'm just driving down there. It was empty. Didn't matter.
I mean, it's strange because usually you roll with the punches pretty well, but yeah, no, you were.
Because I was getting heat at home, and like, why can't you figure this out? Why don't you go to work? I want to go to work. I like my studio's nice. I like it. I'm looking around like everybody can see me. I like this studio.
DolphinsTalk.com just gave you a Dolphins cake on Twitter here.
Did they?
That's a nice looking cake.
Thank
Lisa
you.
Lisa says happy birthday.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, when you start getting a little closer to that 7-0, you know, you know, let's slow down on those birthdays a little bit. Can we slow time down a little bit? Mm. Maybe this is a year, Woody. Maybe.
For what? The Dolphins?
Maybe.
I don't know maybe. What you're talking about. It's scaring me.
Hey, I want to give the Dolphin fans some of them already. Like, Joe, I think we got enough. I think if – and I go, okay. Because this is the time of year you go, all right.
They're going to surprise us this year. No expectations. We think they're going to be bad. They're just surprises.
By the way, you're right about that. Isn't Maybe. That funny? There is really.
I think a lot of people expect them to be pretty bad.
I don't think
that's
they're.
The consensus I get.
I don't believe they're going to be really bad. But the problem is being just average or a little better than average doesn't cut it.
If you ask the national people, like, you know, Pete or Mike or one of those.
So I had somebody.
They just don't seem to.
I had somebody in the organization say to me, and I've been trying to keep all my conversations just between, you know, okay, I hear what you're saying. I want you to hear what I'm saying. And we've been, you know, without raising the voice and, you know, and stuff. But look at the goals around here can't be a winning season. That's like. Don Shula's rolling around in his grave, man. Like, what? Like, 9-8 is, or 8-9, or in the old days when we were playing 16, you know, 9-7. That's not what this is about here. And if it is, and we're going to start doing the bios of, like, he had another winning season. It's not, that's the goal. Not the goal is to get home field, win playoff games. That's the goal. That's the goal for the team. But you got some teams that were – you got a bunch of teams on your schedule that won five or less games last year. You got the Panthers, the Saints, the Browns, and you got the Jets and the Patriots twice. So the crazy thing is about this, if you take care of those teams, which is not crazy unless you play like them, that's seven wins. So if you think they're going to be really bad, that schedule tells me differently. That's all. Now,
if they were really bad, they would lose to those teams.
But again, I'm not up for this average thing either. This,
500?
Yeah, well, you can't be 5-0. 8-9 or 9-8.
They always find a way, man.
9-8 or 8-9
doesn't tie in there.
Turn you on, man. Just even if you're able to hang around for a little while, you know, in these playoffs and you're still in it in the last game and you're on the road and you're watching to see. And by the way, that sucked. That Denver thing, they kept that on the whole game. And Denver must have scored like every 2 minutes, right? Kansas City was resting the whole team. So that was a rough one. That was a real, real rough one. Hey, I want to take a second this morning to talk about something really good. I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership and the great work they've been doing for a long time. And I always recommend to everybody, and I could tell you about it, especially if you want to get involved in a really good organization that does great stuff for the homeless. First of all, homeless turns a lot of people off because you think of somebody always knocking on your at a stoplight and they're coming up and they're like out of it. And you're like, whoa, God, I wish they – I know it's frustrating. I get it. But Chapman Partnership does so much more. They bring them in. Yeah, they provide a lot more than just a bed and a meal and then put them back out on the street at night. No. They bring them in and they give them caring support and wraparound services to help them change their lives. 3 to 4 months is always the goal. And we got so many great success stories about helping people, mental health doctors and doctors that give to donate their time and are around to help in the program at Chapman Partnership that have helped so many people actually find a job, find a place to live, and get them back out, man. And it's just so many cool stories have come out of there. And it's our 30-year anniversary, and they've helped so many people. Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Join me in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission and all the great work that they're doing on all these great success stories that are happening. Homeless problem is only getting worse, but Chapman Partnership and their two facilities have helped so many families and individuals get back out on their feet and get the families together, and just so many stories that would touch your heart. Any level of support you can give, like Bam Adebayo, really makes a difference. And I can't thank Bam enough because he's been such a big, big part of this, he and the Miami Heat in general. Go to ChapmanPartnership.org. That's ChapmanPartnership.org. And learn how you can give. Any amount of money you give will go to a great cause. And all the support they give at Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's get you your weather one more time. Brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. We're getting closer to the 90s here with a 15% chance of rain, Joe. Good tennis weather.
Yeah.
Here on your birthday.
Hey, listen, on your birthday, you got to get some tennis in here. Yeah.
Go out and sweat. Let you win on your birthday?
Oh, no. Every guy tries to drill me, and this guy's really good. I'm playing today. My friend Barry is a good player. It'd be tough. I need him to be a little injured to have any chance at all, and he runs everything down, Woody. Not exactly a – not really nice with the drop shot. He's got a way of getting to it and making me look like a damn fool. So, anyway, hey, enough of that, and appreciate all the birthday stuff today I do from everybody. Thank you for all the well wishes. I'm still here and still enjoying what I'm doing. I really am. I've enjoyed it, and listen, all these great stories – and trying to get to the great stories and watching teams. And then the game sevens, man. Great. This OKC story, not that I'm an OKC fan, but Woody, did you think we would ever be talking about OKC after their big three split up, would ever be talking about them winning a championship in the NBA?
Well, it's weird. They said it was seven straight years with a different champion.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. In the NBA, yeah.
Wow.
Think about that, man.
But,
did I think OKC would win one? No, probably not. And I also don't think OKC was the better team in that series, but that's, you know, not the point here today.
No, they won.
I'm aware team. They won, and I know why they won. But
and they also had like 68 wins in the regular season.
I don't think they were the better team in that series.
You're kidding.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. That guy was off to quite a start in that game, man, before his Achilles exploded.
Okay, but oh my God, so you knew he was going to shoot like that the rest
I thought
of the game?
I thought the Pacers were going to win that game. I did.
So you just thought because he hit three or four on threes to start the game that he was all of
I just
a sudden
thought they were the better team.
All right, that's fine.
And the Thunder have a nice team. I don't discount what they have, but I thought the Pacers were the better team in that series.
But not the regular season. Well, you think they just got a lot better in the playoffs as played a hot?
Yeah, they did. They were playing at a very, very high level. You don't think?
I mean,
they pushed those guys to seven, Joe.
I know they did.
They beat crap out of them the game before.
Okay, they did.
I thought they had a really good chance to win that game.
Wasn't the spread pretty?
Yeah, it was a little lopsided. Okay, yes, yes.
All right.
But you have to admit that injury played a big role in
Woody.
That game.
I'm not saying it didn't, of course. I feel bad the guy got hurt. Everybody did. I think everybody wants to see everybody at their best. But it happened. So now you're going to go, well, they weren't the better team. Is that going to be your take? That's a good talk radio take.
That's why nobody respects the Raptors championship.
Speak for yourself.
The whole Warriors team got hurt.
Oh, my God.
Same thing, by the way. Same Achilles, same calf deal. Kevin Durant, that one.
Well, are you going to use that injury thing then? Because you don't seem to give the Dolphins a break when they have their injuries. Or so what's the difference?
No, no, it doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count. Okay.
I see you giving the Dolphins a lot of breaks.
Well, I'm just not this year. I haven't. I've been a little upset with things. This, not
we're gonna get there, man.
I am there. Man. I'm going okay. All right, Stephen Ross, let's do it again. You made your call early in this one, so let's see.
Texas said OKC was a better team all year. The way Howie started, 100%. The Pacers looked like they were going to pull it off. All the pressure was on OKC. I really strongly think they would have won that game if he didn't get hurt.
Okay. Maybe. I mean,
I
they had
also strongly believe they may never get back to that point again. That guy's, you know, who knows how he comes back from that thing.
But. Just if this makes you feel any better, even without him, they had the lead at the half by a point. Putting up 49,
because they were the
40.
Better team.
Okay. That's strong. That's real strong. Okay, so now we're going to – well, who's going to go? Who's having the parade and who just went home and is getting surgery?
They're going to have a parade, but, right. You know.
I mean, they won. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, if I would have won and the other team we were playing against lost a couple of key guys, and that's why – fine. Give me my damn ring. You guys can say whatever you want. Sitting here, and now we're going to start doing that weak-ass take on him. Well, he didn't play, so that's why they won. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got Kyle Krabs coming up. That means we're going to be taking off here, host of Locked On Fins and A to Z Sports. Got some stuff. We'll talk a little bit about that Dolphin team and looking ahead and the skill positions and what we might be doing at cornerback and everything else. But first, I do want to talk about the part of sports that I don't like talking about, and that's what we've been talking about this morning, injuries. But it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, right here in our backyard. And, man, they are good. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. I can go on and on about the teams. High school, college, and professional athletes here in town as well as around the country that come here for a second opinion or to get their operations done because of the top specialists that they have hired for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. Yes, the Achilles become a big problem at every level of sports. It sure is nice to have great doctors to take care of us in Dade and Brow with great facilities behind it to back it up. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Set up an appointment today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.